You're listening to Honest Women. Welcome to the first ever Hot Take Thursday.
Yeah, woo woo.
I almost think we need like one of those echo things that's like Hot Take Thursday.
How do we even go about finding that? There has to be like something that does it.
Hot Take Thursday. Listen, we'll find it. If you know where it is, listeners, you let us know. This is where Jessica and I answer a listener question that's related to the episode that we released on Tuesday, except we're totally unedited and unfiltered. We may not be right, but we do have an opinion.
Yes, girl. We always have an opinion.
Can you differentiate for our listeners how this is different from a normal episode? They may be like, that sounds kind of like what you're always like.
You're like, so what do you really do on Tuesdays if you're not? Okay. On Tuesdays, we're a lot more mindful about what we're trying to say. And it's funny because when we first started recording for this podcast well over a year ago, we realized we needed a little structure or we were just going to go all over the place. So in order to stay true to our 30-minute episodes, we actually do a little bit of prep work and planning on what we want to talk about from a content perspective versus today, y'all. There's no planning. There's no prep. We are just going to like spitball what we think.
We've literally agreed not to make notes about this.
Yes, we did.
Which honestly, it makes me a little nervous.
Oh my God, it gives me so much freedom. I know. The other side. I'm just like, oh, this is how I'm going to get canceled right here.
But we might go viral. And you know,
you never know.
No press is bad press. That's what we're learning right now.
I agree.
So it's really important that we say this is not therapy.
Mm-mm.
We might tell you what to do. That's not because it's right. It's just a thing that we're going to do right now. And this really reminds me, I was thinking about this week when I was in therapy and one of my clients asked me, like, what would you do?
Oh.
She's also a therapist. So I was like, you know, you're not supposed to ask me that question. And she's like, would you just? I'm like, I'm not supposed to give you an answer. And she's like, please. And I was like, yeah, it's fine.
Okay, fine. Now here's what I would do.
I'll just tell you what I think. But yeah, we're doing it. We are doing it. Okay.
Yes.
Let's jump in. Ready?
Let's do it.
Okay. Dear Honest Women.
That's us.
Again, I wrote that part. It was me. My fiance and I are getting married in a few months, and we figured out pretty much everything except for this. He thinks we should keep our money separated, but I think we should combine it. He always says that what we're doing now is working, so why change it? But I think that everything else in our whole world is changing. We don't live together now. We will after we're married. So why wouldn't we change this too? It's definitely complicated. We want to buy a house and have kids in a couple years, and we both want me to stay at home with them when we do. He already makes more money than me, and I don't have any debt, but he has mentioned a few times that he was, quote, irresponsible in college and has some credit cards to pay off. I don't know how much. I'm so anxious about this, not only because we fight whenever we talk about this, and it's the only time we fight, but because I just don't know how our lives will work if we don't combine our accounts. What should I do?
Okay. Sounds like your husband or soon to be husband is following the script of money avoidance. He doesn't want to talk about it. Mm-hmm. What y'all are doing actually is not working. Because if it was working, you wouldn't fight about it. You would have a system in place.
Mm-hmm.
I have so many thoughts about combining money.
How about we just start with hot take?
Hot take.
Yay or nay? Combine or not combine?
You're going to hate me for this.
Damn it, Jessica.
Because you know me. I always have to complicate things a little bit. Yes with an asterisk.
Oh, God. Okay, I'm a yes.
I told you.
I'm a yes.
I'm a yes. That's with
fine.
An asterisk.
Okay,
well, with
fine.
Wait. With this particular couple, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then yeah. I'm just a hard yes on it.
And generally, no, I'm a yes. I don't get it. Otherwise, I don't get it.
The only time I don't is like later marriages, like you've lost a spouse and you're getting remarried. One, I actually just would never get remarried. I think it's pointless at that point. So combining money like after, like later in life, I want to do.
That makes sense.
And that is about it that I can think of is the combining of money just like later in life, second, third marriage. There's no longer going to be kids. That's about it.
Here's what I think. So you are going to be combining your lives in a way that you never have before. And I just think the house that you live in or the apartment that you rent, both of you own and both of you are responsible for. Like the food that you eat, that kind of belongs to both of you. The idea to me that a married couple would say, well, you pick up 75% of the bills and I pick up 25%. No. Like the stress around that, it's bizarre to me. I don't get it at all. Do you see any problems with that?
I think the longer you wait, the bigger the problem is going to be. Also, mm-hmm. I think that a lot of times it's kind of this, I don't even know what the fuck a feminist is anymore. Like, it's changed so many times. Again, yeah. Unfiltered and honest here. Like, but I feel like this whole, well, we're not going to combine, it was part of like a feminist movement. And ladies, it is fucked women hard.
So hard.
So hard later in life.
Yes.
Not combining your money before you get married and when you get married does not establish independence at all. It actually creates a lot of problems.
Right. It creates so many dynamics in the relationship. And I think people have this false notion that, well, if you have your account and I have my account, we have separate money. You don't. If you get divorced, they take all that shit and put it together. And at least if you're in Illinois, thank God, they say you split it down the middle, unless you have a prenup. And again, that was protective to women because income inequality is real.
Right.
And even if you work through your entire career, through having children and all of that, you never take time off, women still get dinged during those motherhood years. Like, you just don't advance as fast as you can. And in a scenario like this, where you want to stay home with your kids, girl, no.
Here's the thing. You brought up prenups, and I actually dig prenups. I think they're a good thing in today's society. I'm actually all for them. I think a lot of times people do not combine money because of the issue of, well, you carry a shit ton of debt, or I have inheritance and whatnot coming. So I actually don't mind them. I think that prenups, like, if you are protecting a certain thing leading into your marriage, well, that can stay protected. I have lots of families who do that. Like, what is mine going into the marriage is mine. What's yours going into the marriage is yours. However, the day we become married, we become one.
Yep.
And now from then on out. But, you know, again, if I got married at 32 and had made, I don't know, $6 million and my husband was coming in and hadn't, I might want to protect that $6 million, but then everything going forward is ours.
Yeah.
So I think this whole idea of you either you do or you don't is such an old concept. It's more like, what do we do now as we are becoming one? And that is important.
Yeah, I so agree. I do think that whether or not you combine accounts, both partners need to be considered equal in your financial decision-making. Right?
Agreed.
You are equal partners here. Both need to participate. We talked about that a lot. Even if one of you really wants to avoid money, you both need to participate. And it needs to be transparent between you. This is where I'm a little nervous for you, listener. You said that your soon-to-be husband was, quote, irresponsible in college and has some credit cards to pay off.
Red flag,
sister.
Red flag.
Yeah, that could be $2,000. Or it could be $40,000. You really should know what you're talking about, because there actually might be reasons not to combine. Like, if your husband's credit score is so bad that you can't get a car, like, it might need to be in your name. But again, it needs to be clear that that's both of your car.
Y'all need to know each other's credit rating way before marriage. You really do.
Did you know that Susie Orsman, you know, the financial person, says FICO first, then sex?
Yeah, I totally agree with it. And I remember my husband and I knew each other's credit score because he owned property when we first started dating, and I wasn't even anywhere close. So when we bought our first place, we put it under his because his credit score was so much higher than mine at the time. So we knew those things. You just have to have conversations. You can have one partner who is technically the owner of the mortgage, but the deed goes under both people's names, which protects the property for both of you.
Yeah, I think... I don't know if this is a closing thought, but we want to keep our discussions relatively brief. My biggest concern here is the dynamic in your marriage around money, which we just spent 2 weeks talking about. It's so complicated. But my thought is that if you don't combine and you try to set up some bizarro system where you are splitting bills, but from different accounts, and you're living like fucking roommates. Like, do you remember living as a roommate and being like, well, the Comcast bill is in and your part's $43.22. But in this case, being like, well, we should account for who's got more money, who makes less. I mean, I have seen this in married couples where they say, okay, well, he makes three times as much as I do, so he pays three quarters of the bill or whatever. But when I'm done paying my bill, I have nothing left over. And he can spend money on whatever he wants because he has money left over.
What? Is it because they have separate accounts?
Yes. This is when people don't combine. I know.
Then
when
why
you
get
act,
married?
I agree.
I'm sorry, but that's dumb.
Yeah. I think that if there's any dynamic of inequality, you're just setting yourself up for like a really weird situation. If there's money left over after you pay your bills, you guys should each have some portion of it. 100%. If you have a season in your life where you have tremendous income inequality, like when you stay home with your kids, you're already going to feel weird about that. I know I did. Did you, Jess?
Oh, I felt real weird about spending money. I never spent money on myself when I stayed home versus when I went back into the workforce. I have a lot easier time spending money now, but a lot of that's because we didn't have these conversations before.
I know. Yeah. I just think that you are setting yourself up for a potentially very negative situation where it's like you aren't making any money and I don't get it. I don't know.
I think it's bad. I think it's a red flag. I think it is why divorces still revolve around money and lack thereof conversations around money. Mm-hmm. Have it early. Have it now. Any man who says, I'm sorry, but I'm going to throw it out there. But any man who's like, no, I don't think it matters. It doesn't. That's a fucking power play.
It is a power play.
That's a control and power play.
Or it's an avoidance thing, or things are worse than you think they are. But if he already makes more money than you and he wants to leave it that way, he kind of wants to leave it as unequal. And I don't think you should feel unequal in your marriage, even financially.
Nope.
Oh, hot take. Woo. Woo. And we agreed, Jess.
We did agree.
It's not always going to happen like that.
No, it isn't. We don't agree on all things.
Yeah, well, we'll see. We'll see. So we are so excited to have done our first listener question episode, and we want to hear from you.
Yes.
So we are coming up with all the ways to do this. Our email address, hello@honestwomenpodcast.com. It's always in the show notes. You can always, we're like just sitting there opening our email, refreshing it, waiting. We're like, will they please email us? Send us an email.
That's not true. We don't do that.
Well, but that's how I feel in my heart.
Okay. Good.
I feel that way in my heart. We want to hear from you.
We do.
And we've set up, okay, we're going back. It's like 2006. We've set up a Facebook group.
Oh my God, which we were so against, but we're doing so it. And now I'm actually weirdly excited about it.
We are so excited about it because we want to connect with you guys more. Every time we have an episode that's over, we have more to say. And we want to be having a real conversation with you. But we also want to be able to say, hey, heads up, here's what we're talking about in 3 weeks. What are your questions around it? And the best way we can do that and form a community of honest women is through a Facebook group. Damn it. We probably should take back all the bad things we said about Mark Zuckerberg.
No, fuck Mark. I still say fuck you, Mark. Because we're using it how it should be used.
That's
with
true.
Adults. Yep. And community, and it's structured. Like, we're using it for the right reasons.
Yeah. Yeah.
Side note.
Agreed. All right. So join the Facebook group. Send us an email. We want to hear your questions. Until next week, it's been Hot Take Thursday. That's it for today's Honest Conversation. But don't be sad. Didn't you hear? We'll be here for you, speaking some truth and feeling some feels every Tuesday and Thursday. So make sure to follow the show so you don't miss a thing. If you love what you heard here today, we would love for you to leave a 5-star rating and a review. It helps new listeners to find the show. We truly believe that these conversations are best when they're carried out into your real life. So share this episode with a friend and check out the show notes for more ways to connect with us outside of the show. Until next time, thank you for listening to Honest Women.